Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has told the BBC Hurricane Melissa caused total devastation in some parts of the island. After flying over the worst-hit areas in the southwest, he said the town of Black River had been totally destroyed. Mr. Holness said climate change was the reason for the strength of the hurricane.
The science is clear. There is warming taking place, and it is causing a change in our climate, and the impact of which we feel on a daily basis in the Caribbean, which is more frequent, more intense storms and hurricanes.
Hurricane Melissa has also caused widespread damage in Cuba and Haiti. Exit polls from the Netherlands indicate that a pro-EU centrist party is ahead in the general election, with the far right second. One poll projected D66 to win 27 seats in the lower house of parliament, with the far right Freedom Party of Geert Wilders taking 25. Anna Holligan is outside the celebrations being held by D66.
Supporters here have been telling me that the country wants progress, the country wants solutions. Over the last few years, there's been a sense of stagnation, but there are still huge challenges ahead in terms of migration, massive housing shortage, and many, many other challenges that whatever formation this next Dutch government takes will have to deal with pretty quickly to be able to convince the public that politics can work for them.
The leader of D66, Rob Jetten, said he would look for cooperation from other mainstream parties. The governor of Rio State in Brazil has praised Tuesday's controversial anti-gang operation against the Red Command, in which more than 130 people were killed. Claudio Castro said the only victims were the four police officers who died. Here's our South America correspondent, Ione Wells.
The raid on Tuesday was carried out by 2,500 police and soldiers in helicopters, armoured vehicles and on foot. It led to shootouts, fires and, according to police, some gang members used drones to drop explosives on officers. The city's governor, Claudio Castro, described those killed as criminals. Police raids like this are not unusual in Rio, but the number of dead is. Families have demanded justice, describing it as an excessive use of force, with ordinary civilians also caught in the crossfires.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has described intense combat activity around the southeastern city of Pokrovsk, saying fighting there was proving difficult. Russian troops have been trying for more than a year to capture Pokrovsk. It would provide them with a base from which they could launch further attacks. There have been unconfirmed reports that small groups of Russians have already infiltrated the city, with a video claimed to show a Russian flag over the city gates. BBC News. Protesters, including relatives of victims, have heckled the head of Spain's Valencia region at a state memorial marking a year since flash floods killed more than 230 people. They shouted murderer and coward, demanding that Carlos Mazón resign because his administration was too slow to issue flood alerts. The US and Chinese presidents will hold a much-anticipated meeting in South Korea in the coming hours, their first since 2019. Officials on both sides hope the meeting will ease tensions between the two superpowers. Our China correspondent Laura Bicker reports from the South Korean city of Jeonju, where the leaders will meet.
South Korea is caught between China and the US. It needs both. And Mr. Trump has finally agreed to a trade deal with his host. Now he can turn his attention to Mr. Xi. The arrival of Trump and Xi have brought political drama to this small town, but their meeting could help reset ties between the superpowers and end months of global economic chaos.
The head of the World Health Organization says the agency has received reports that more than 460 civilians have been killed at a hospital in the Sudanese city of Al-Fasher. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO was appalled by the reports. The RSF captured Al-Fasher in the Darfur region after an 18-month siege marked by starvation and heavy bombardment. The US has lifted sanctions on the Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik. The measures were imposed during President Trump's first administration after he was accused of trying to undermine the peace agreement which ended Bosnia's long civil war in the 1990s. Mr. Dodik is a close ally of Russia's President Putin and was forced out of office this year for disobeying orders issued by the international envoy who enforces the peace deal. That's the latest. BBC News.